Well, the ultimate experience of being an adopted person myself, it gives me great passion and engages me in conversation with people like our guest this morning, Sharon Pendleton Punzani, who is the director of Wheeler's Foster Care Program. We're going to be talking about how you might be able to help give a loving home to one of the thousands and thousands of young people who are seeking one here in Connecticut. But first, we want to reach out to you about something else. Connecticut's Office of Policy and Management, or OPM, and their Data and Policy Analytics Division wants your input on the Connecticut State Data Plan. As they prepare their 25-26 Connecticut State Data Plan, they're seeking crucial feedback from external data users through their first ever comprehensive survey. This is a 10 to 15 minute survey that combines multiple choice and open-ended responses so that the OPM data crunchers can better understand the needs and challenges of data users here in Connecticut and ultimately informing future policy direction. If you'd like to learn more and take the survey, you can go to portal.ct.gov/data-policy/state-data-plan. So once again, portal.ct.gov/data-policy/state-data-plan. It's a long one. We hope you remember, and we hope you'll take the survey. All right, let's meet Sharon. Sharon Pendleton Punzani, thank you for being with us this morning and talking about this important subject here. November is National Adoption Month, and so we want to help you raise awareness about the critical need for adoptive families, for children and youth in foster care. It's also a time to consider the urgent need for foster homes for hundreds of children and youth in Connecticut. So I guess I'll start off my questions with how is Wheeler doing in addressing that foster to adoption situation here in Connecticut?
Well, we as an agency have had a lot of success with a lot of our foster parents wanting to become adoptive parents and becoming adoptive parents. And part of that, I think, is because they have continued support from us as an agency when they're going through that transition to make a permanent decision to have a child stay, be that child's forever home. So it's been a good thing for us. It's a good thing for our families, and obviously it's a very good thing for the children who end up in those families.
To the extent that you can kind of unpack it historically, there are a lot of agencies and organizations, both public, semi-private, and private, that are engaged in the process of connecting potential parents to adoptive children. How did Wheeler come into play here in such a big way on behalf of the young people here in Connecticut that are seeking permanent living homes?
Well, we've been in the business of foster care for a long time, and the big goal always in foster care is to provide permanency for children that are in care, not to linger in foster care forever. We want them to have forever homes. We want them to have permanency. So that means moving either back to birth families when that's possible, or moving on to an adoptive family if going home is not possible, or staying in your foster family because your foster family knows you, cares about you, and wants to make you a part of their forever family. So that's really kind of the work that we've been doing for a lot of years. We've had a lot of families that end up coming into our system, not even necessarily thinking they're going to adopt, but end up adopting because of the relationships they develop with the children who have been in their homes over the years.
Well, that's an interesting point. What is the proportion, roughly, of the number of young people who find themselves in adopted homes versus you know, from foster families that they have already been in and familiar with versus individuals who kind of just come to the agency because they've heard programs like ours and conversations like the one between you and I. And we, you know, and then they make the decision, we're going to go to Wheeler and we're going to figure this out.
I'd say a majority, for us, I can't speak to other agencies.
No, just for Wheeler.
A majority of our families, that's what has happened. We have a lot of families that just end up becoming adoptive families. Maybe not for all the children that come through their home, but for a lot of them. You know, a lot of our families have been, we have a lot of families that have been foster families for a long time, and they've had multiple adopted children enter their home. That started out as foster children in their home and then became adopted by those families. So we're seeing that as a pretty high trend for us over the course of the years. I think that, you know, part of that is because they have support from us. Part of it's because they understand the need and because they form those relationships and, you know, foster kids that are in foster care become a part of your family. And the goal is to really help them get to that permanent spot. And if you're the right family to do that, it's a great opportunity. It's a win-win for both our families and for the youth that are coming into care.
And certainly it creates an arena for pre-qualification, if you will, yes. when you have the relationship with the foster situation, and then there's a decision made to move on to adoption. So let's talk to the individuals out there who say, no, we're committed. We understand there's many, many young people out there who need people like us who are willing to open up our home and adopt. Talk a little bit about the dynamic and the difference between what those individuals might need to expect and encounter when they come to Wheeler just saying, hit the green light, we're ready to go. We don't want to foster, we just want to move into an adoption opportunity.
Right. So there is that opportunity. And we need pre-adoptive, what we would call pre-adoptive homes in mm-hmm. the child welfare language, meaning that we have children who are in need of permanent homes and don't have them. And there are a lot of them out there. And people that want to come forward and say, we are ready to adopt. We want to be sort of what we call a pre-adoptive home. We don't want to foster. We want to take on a youth that we know needs a forever home, and we want to be that youth for other parents. And so if people want to do that, the process in terms of approval is the same. So, you know, you get approved sort of as a foster family before you become an official adoptive family. But we have both those things that happen within our agency. So people can come to us and say, I want to be a foster parent. I want to be a short-term foster parent. I want to be a long-term foster parent. I want to be an emergency foster parent. I want to come to you and be a pre-adoptive parent. I want to come to you and be an adoptive parent. I don't want to take a legal risk child, a child who I know isn't freed for adoption yet through the process that needs to happen in that case. So we take families, regardless of where they are, we need them across the board. We need all those types of families because we have a placement crisis in Connecticut at the moment where sure. we just don't have enough families for the youth that are needing homes.
Whether tens of thousands.
Permanent homes are temporary. Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, we have 3,800 kids in foster care in the state of Connecticut right now, and not all of those are in long-term placements. Some of those kids are moving back and forth because we don't have enough homes, and some of them need adoptive homes and are sitting in foster homes where adoption can't happen for a variety of reasons, and they need an adoptive home, and we need those adoptive families to say, people that are interested in adopting, to come forward and say, yes, I want to be the resource for that youth.
You make a good point in that part of our conversation, Sharon, in terms of the people who have really been thoughtful and very emotionally invested in the decision to adopt, and that they come to the table and they want to be free of any concern of the child or young person that they fall in love with as their own, and that in a foster situation, then there's that situation where they may not be able to adopt that child that they so want to. I think it's important to make that decision, and I appreciate you doing that. The other issue is, I know you and I agree, foster or adoptive, and any stripe of those situations that you described a few moments ago, these folks are heroes. But today, as you also mentioned, they're even more so, because they're not only addressing the needs of an individual young person, they are also in some small way chipping away at this crisis that we're in terms of the stability of children in our state, and the emotional fragility that we've seen many, many organizations coming forward either addressing or hoping to address.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we have a definite crisis right now. Mm. And the more folks that are willing to understand that crisis is in their backyard, and we need homes across the state, and we need homes. I mean, Wheeler definitely needs homes, but everyone across the state is in the same situation right now. There just are not enough foster adoptive homes to deal with the crisis we are currently in.
Very good. If you live in Beacon Falls, Middlebury, Naugatuck, Oxford, Prospect, Southbury, Waterbury, Wolcott, and Woodbury, Wheeler is the place for you to go to get started with information and programming to either become a foster caregiver or an adoptive family for one of these many children. So Sharon, let's take the last few minutes that we have together to sort of walk folks through what they need to know if they're going to start this journey.
Great, yes. Well, the best way to get in touch with us is to go directly to our website at wheelerclinic.org. There's a link on that page directly to our foster care page, and all the information about what folks need to do is there. The first step is really getting in contact with us and letting us know you're interested, and then one of our recruiters from our team usually reaches out to people, and we'll discuss what the next steps would be, what questions they might have, and how we can best help them kind of navigate this journey. And our journeys are varied depending on what people are interested in doing. And all the information's there, and we do have a link to an automatic registration page, so people could do it at midnight from their couch if they wanted
to. Sure.
they don't have to, do it between 9 and 5.
Yeah.
But we will get back in touch with them and kind of help them navigate what the next steps would be. There, we do have a training that's available to people. So if people say yes, I'm interested, they do need to go to a training of sorts just to learn what this whole thing is all about. And we will walk them through that. We are doing those virtually right now, so folks do not need to travel. We send them a link, they log on. We do that for usually a 5-week course. We meet with people in between those times to kind of talk more about what they're interested in, what's going to work for their family, and continue on the process with them. Mm.
And once the all-important chapter change happens and that young person is moving in to their foster or adoptive home, Wheeler's involvement and the state's involvement in terms of the support of both the child and the foster or adoptive family doesn't stop there.
Correct. We are with folks every step of the way. We continue to meet with our families at least once a week for a period of several months. And then we step that down as people feel like that's okay for them and they could don't need us at their home every week. We go to every other week. We go to once a month. It's really working with the family to tailor our services and the needs of the youth and their family that's going to work for everybody and do be the most help to everyone.
Right. The other opportunities that Wheeler either can directly assist folks with or help refer them to is any of the collateral assistance that they may need in terms of taking the best care of that child's physical or mental health, their nutritional health, their educational health. Can you just touch upon some of the other ways that your organization and your partners are there for these newly adoptive or foster families for the duration?
Yes. So we are very involved with our families and we work across our entire system. So Wheeler as a behavioral health organization and as a primary care provider, we have several health centers across the state. And those health centers provide outpatient therapy, they provide primary care, they provide nutrition courses, they provide all different types of things. So we're really helping coordinate once a youth is stepping down from our foster care program and may need some other services. We're going to help make sure the mental health piece for that youth is available to the youth and to the family. And then along the way, they will have the opportunity to use any of our services and any of the programs at Wheeler that we have are available to them. So if they want that to be where their youth goes for their primary care, that's available to them.
Very good. So folks, if you are not in New Haven County in the community served by Wheeler Clinic and Wheeler Health, there are certainly similar agencies all around the state of Connecticut. I know that you can access one or more of them anywhere you live in Connecticut by just calling 211 for info line. But Sharon, in the closing moments that we have with you, do you know of any other ways that folks who may be listening from other communities that are not served by Wheeler can easily go and access similar information and services like what you're talking about today?
In terms of if they contact 211, obviously, but they can contact us. We have a navigation center. We will help them with that.
Oh,
if they contact us about foster and adoptive care, and for some reason, they live way too far for us to be able to be a good provider for them, because of the distance that they'd have to travel and that type of thing, then we can refer them to somebody else in their area because, all these agencies, we're all in touch with each other. We all work together, and we're going to get people to the closest person to them, closest entity to them, that's going to be the most helpful for them.
Excellent. Okay. Well, if folks want to actually to talk with someone one-on-one, they can call 860-793-7277. Or as Sharon mentioned, you can begin this exploration and journey by going to wheelerclinic.org. Our guest this morning, Sharon Pendleton Ponzani, is the director of Wheeler's Foster Care Program. Here in November, it's National Adoption Month. We hope you will consider being a hero to a young person in Connecticut who needs a foster or permanent adopted loving home. And that journey can start with our partners at Wheeler. Sharon, thank you so much for your time this morning. And we wish you best of luck during National Adoption Month and the other 11 months a year when you're also doing this important work.